Blog Talk Radio.
It was an amazing experience.
It just, there's nothing that can compare.
Within 10 seconds, I saw him shapeshift.
No, people really come into their own. They get a sense of power. They stand taller. They stand, boom, they glow. They have purpose.
It was just like a shower of golden specks, like a confetti just flowing over my body.
A couple tears came down, and I'm just like, oh, wow. I'm not this kind of, I'm thinking to myself, I'm not this kind of guy.
Bratzo is someone who actually would never call himself a healer.
Do you have any specific healings that you know of that have taken place through this time with Bratzo?
A boy who was having PTSD traumatic episodes, mm-hmm. often, and mm-hmm. the very first time that I saw Bratzo, I happened to think to bring him in, and from that moment forward, he hasn't had another one.
I actually had no more pain. I've been dealing with so much pain in my right foot because of my injury to my right foot.
I had this terrible toothache. But, oh, God, I hate to be here, but maybe he'll, you know, never know. Maybe he'll heal it. And I was just, oh, God, this is starting to hurt. I said, oh, take me, Jesus, take me, Jesus, that type of thing. And all of a sudden, it just, poof, and it just kind of disappeared. And God. All of a sudden, I felt better in my spine, and also, oh, I can move my hips around and stuff.
My back usually really hurts, and it hasn't.
But then the next day, I went to see my mom, and I walked in the hospital, and she was walking down the hall on a walker with a nurse on each side, and they're all going, my God, this was a miracle. She just got up this morning and wanted to walk in and eat breakfast. She hadn't eaten anything but a cup of little something for a month.
Now, in the course of my gazing sessions, I had some spontaneous, spot-on miracles happen for me.
That was awesome. I don't know what that was, but that was pretty cool. Senor,
hello.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Are you drunk?
No, I'm not drunk. I just got to work.
Kind of hoping you'd be drunk again. Kind of make the
show.
Oh, my God.
I don't even remember a Sunday show. Like, I literally don't remember anything that happened.
You got raped. I think you got mouth raped because I couldn't understand a word.
Pretty
sure there was a dick being jammed into your inner cheek.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Theorize. Yeah, no, I wouldn't. No one would be surprised.
Like, I remember at one point, I can't remember if the show was actually over when I put my phone down. Like, I know it was like about 6:45. But, like, at some point, I just put my phone down and, like, passed out. Like, I don't even remember if the show officially ended by the time I was done. But I just kind of tapped out and, just passed out.
In your creep corner?
What?
I just heard that you were passed out, just passed out. And I was like, in your creep corner?
No, on Sunday.
Sunday.
Oh.
I don't remember anything about Sunday.
He can't remember the show, and I said that he was being raped because it sounded like he had a dick in his mouth.
I felt like I had gotten roofied, so maybe I did.
You totally ruined my Father's Day memorial thing.
Did I really?
Like, you keep bringing up my ex. You keep bringing up my ex that pulls up the knife, and it's just...
The fact that you just remember, you know.
Wow, I really don't remember this. I apologize.
Nick, a quick question. Did you, like, play, like, the whole, the game from the movie Princess Bride, where the pirate comes up to that little short, chubby guy? you know what I mean? The whole poison thing. Did you have, like, roofies in one cup with a hot chick, and you guys kind of moved it back and forth, and you just kind of lost track which had the roofies, and you drank the roofies one?
Yeah, that must be what happened. I have no other explanation. Like, I remember being fine at about 5 o'clock, and then, like, that's all I remember.
You don't need any explanation after the 8th time you self-roofied. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know what
that's
you're doing.
That's true, At some point, right. Agreed.
Yeah. So, you know, it's like drinking alone. You know, you got a habit. You got to face up to it.
My thing is that he should be immune to it by now, as many times as he's self-inflicted roofied himself.
I guess every once in a while, it just hits me wrong. I don't know.
Self-roofied and launched right into the Blue Oyster Bar from Police Academy.
Right. The needle on the record stopped.
Hello, can you hear us, radio? Hello, would you like to be on the air on the radio? Hello, excuse me.
Hello,
would you like to be on the air on the radio?
Hello, radio.
Hello. So we're just talking about how Mick self-roofies and marches himself into the Blue Oyster Bar.
There's a few people here that would like to say hello. Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear us?
No. We can't.
Fantastic Jewish voice. Jew woman. Voice.
Yeah. I haven't heard that one before.
Identify.
Hello. Hello.
The Rizzo? Is that like a mixture between Rizzo and...
Would you allow me to introduce my friend?
Jerry Lewis? Is that like a Jerry Lewis? Frank Rizzo?
Say your name.
Hodge Fodge?
I'm Andrew.
Don't say your real name.
I'm very high, so this amuses me totally.
All right, so Mike has started a venture with two friends of ours of draining lakes. And it's a matter of time of you know, seeing on the news that they've all three drowned each other somehow.
Right.
Hello? Each other under the,
lake. Are we sure this is like a euphemism for something? Draining lakes? Like, I feel like there's a big orgy going on.
Did you mute me?
Nobody's muted you, woman.
Oh, thank God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not even Catholic.
No, we're
thank
ignoring
you,
but yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead,
now,
woman.
What are you talking? Can you fill me in on what the topic is for today's chat segment?
We were talking about Mike's job. He says he's went in with a venture with some friends to drain lakes, and we said, no,
right.
It's a euphemism. It's a euphemism from draining their balls.
That's
dry.
Very accurate, yes.
they're just going to stand around jerking off into a pond and call it a day's work.
That's pretty much what everybody is doing right now.
Exactly. I can't deny that.
Okie Cookie or Oogie Lake? Who's the cookie?
What? Wait, there's no
cookie.
Oogie
Cookie?
There's no
what?
Cookies involved. It's just it's a bunch of old men. It's basically a lemon party.
A lemon party.
Oh, my God. First time I've ever heard lemon party. I had to look it up. Well, I was told to look up the term lemon party. And also, to take the Google filters off. And it's just a bunch of old gay dudes blowing each other.
Louis had never heard the term lemon party. He just referred to it as Saturday.
Yes, I was about to say, I believe that he didn't know what the official name was for it.
Exactly.
I thought I was just hanging out with the boys.
I fell for that trick, too.
Boys night out, baby.
I thought it was the down low.
I fell for that trick of looking up lemon party as well. And I tell you what, you guys can throw all kinds of terms at me. I'll just go look at, I'll get on the Googleator and Google it up and look at it like a jackass. and be horrified every time because, you know, it never fails. You find the most gross terminology.
Why did it always got to be a party, too? Prolapse party?
Right.
Violent party?
Right, yeah. Right, yeah.
Are these actual parties? Are people... Well, Nick would know. He goes to these parties, so are these parties?
You wouldn't look at
bar,
a little
man,
syllabus.
Do you go to these sort of fetish parties, young man?
There's a party tonight, actually, but I'm not going.
You wouldn't look up Lemon Symposium, so it has to be a party. You wouldn't look up Lemon, you know what I mean, the Lemon Lecture. You wouldn't look that shit up.
Technically, I don't know.
Lemon Lecture.
It's too sedate to be a party. It's usually called the Lemon Get-Together.
The Get-Together. Yes.
Lemon the Gathering.
Some of the more adventurous types call it a lemon social.
Oh, is it NSA or FWB?
I'm unfamiliar with these terms.
You're right.
No strings attached.
True.
Friends with benefits.
Yeah, please. Like this Jewish woman doesn't know these terms.
Sweetheart, right. at my age, there are no strings to be attached.
Right. It just all comes in one box.
Yeah.
The
no condoms either. That's a plus. No condoms.
Comes in a box?
No, we pray
a different type of party.
It's
a come
age.
In a box party.
It's called the coffin party.
We
one
hope
foot
to,
in
we,
the
we're
grave
We're so tired
party.
Of living, we hope AIDS gets it.
I'm about to haunt you party.
When you have a party, do you invite them to dine at the Y?
The Y.
Well, the only requirement that we have is that no one has a colostomy bag. That's the only thing we ask.
It's called
you
the
not,
P.
Not to, please don't bring that. Some
no P and
don't
B
allowed. You don't understand the levels of perversion that some of these people have. They'll do
I
things.
Can imagine.
They'll do things to that colostomy port. You don't even want to think about it.
Oh, okay.
They
wait a minute.
The
ladies
to suffocate them with their butts.
I need to know. I need to know. Colostomy port. Are you talking about the hole that it goes in or the bag itself?
No, that's the bag. Colostomy bag is the bag, you stupid bitch.
I'm talking about the colostomy needle up in your shit.
No need to be so mean about it. We're familiar with each other. Well, actually, they might be.
I get called bitch, like, on the daily. It's like my second name, so shit doesn't really bother me at this point. You know what I mean? I got a 78-year-old man. Bitch, get up. It's time to get your kids dressed. Yeah.
Well, maybe yeah, there's fans. Something about your attitude that you should change if everybody's calling you a bitch.
No, I prefer it. I prefer it. That means that I'm close enough to you for you to call me that. You know,
okay.
Absolutely.
Whatever
that's
you
sweet.
Say, young
yeah.
lady.
See?
That's very...
You know,
I'm thinking of a lemon party. It's probably kind of... It's a bit. I'm sure it's sad because there's a bunch of old guys, but you know, it probably takes a long time too to get them going.
Why
you know
is
I mean?
It? Why is it? Why do you think that's so sad? It's the best fun they ever have. There's
no,
nothing.
But,
there's nothing
know.
Better for them. Do you know what
they're
they do?
They're having
otherwise,
the time of their
let
lives.
Let me tell you something.
So, so what are you saying?
Otherwise,
you're saying that
they
it,
sit
it,
around
it
in a circle playing pinochle.
Yeah, it takes a while for them to get themselves going.
It is
Yeah,
they
no,
take
they
them
just,
a while
yeah,
to get going.
They pop up a Viagra like 3 hours before, and everybody's
yeah.
happy. We have a they bowl do. Of pills that you dip into when you come in the door.
You put your dentures in the bowl. You put your car keys. You put your Metamucil.
Your AARP cards.
Right.
For identification purposes.
Make sure
you
got your medic alert bracelet on. To let them know that you're a diabetic.
Yeah, every time we have one of these parties, we have to do it in a different city because we buy all of the stores out of their Vaselines and their KY jelly and their Astro Glides.
They go to that aisle and there's just a big like owl.
And you never have any left over. You just use it all in one.
You have no idea
sitting?
The amount of lubrication we need for these activities. Mm.
Do you imagine all the rolls and wrinkles? Something's got
to
get loose
That's what I'm trying
somewhere.
To tell you. You're vulgar. You're vulgar. I don't like
you're
come
vulgar.
On, Chris, you're making me miss my sugar mama. I don't want to.
You're vulgar. You're the one that's like going to these parties. I just know in theory.
Listen, when you get to be my age, there's really nothing else left for you.
Yeah, that's the good thing about getting old. You're free. You're free to do whatever you want. There's no judgment anymore.
Right. No judgment. Who cares about venereal diseases?
Yeah. You're going to die soon anyway.
I'm going to get hooked on heroin quick then. I'm just going to be like strung out old ass lady. I'm shivering in the park. You know what I mean? You know, doing the whole like Matrix stand.
Well,
about the fall
based
of
on your attitude, you'll
in your
Rochelle
and stop down the street. Can I have a dollar?
Look, I'm going to be that old ass lady. I'm just going to have a gun in one hand, heroin needle in the other, and we'll just see what the day brings.
You're on the wrong path.
I just want to be
so Jewish old lady. What do you think about the Redskins losing their patent on Redskins? So basically,
well,
anyone
I
can print a Redskins
that's a
T-shirt
very nice
and sell
term. I don't believe that's a very. I mean, we're becoming a very PC culture, and I don't believe that. I mean, you know, think about if you had. If you had, like, the New York Kikes, how that would play.
Right. Would you be offended by that?
Or the New Rochelle Niglets. New Rochelle Niglets.
Exactly. Right.
Or the Florida Puerto Rican pieces of shit.
Oh.
Well, that's just truth in advertising, isn't it?
That is one long pendant.
Yeah, that's just wearing your heart and sleeve on that
oh,
one.
Oh, dear.
I just want to see what their logo would be.
I went too far. I'm sorry.
Oh, dear. Yeah. No, you didn't go far enough
right.
As far as I'm concerned. You are a lube-loving, racial slur-slinging old Jewish broad.
What if
no
you
reason?
Had a team called the Brooklyn Dagos? You know, that's just mean. It's mean-spirited.
Oh, with Dagos? Aren't they a biscuit or something? I thought they were a pastry or something.
The Brooklyn Wops.
Though.
That's mean. It's mean-spirited.
Long Island. They would be in Long Island.
Yeah, that's true. Long Island.
No, I'm not going to go along with this shenanigans.
You know what team they should have, though? Totally accurate. They should have the New Jersey Douchebags.
Yes. Or the armpits. Call them the New Jersey armpits.
That's not funny. You're not a
it
funny
is.
Armpit.
It's the armpit
over.
Of America.
Find something better
it's
to
nasty.
Do in your life.
You know what? You can go sit and spin. Why am I talking to a fictional character like it's a real thing?
Fictional.
I mean,
she's a lovely lady. I don't know what her name is. I'm going to call her Gladys because that sounds like a good name for her.
Ethel?
Yeah, it sounds like Gladys right there.
It's Mervis Garvingstein.
Mervis. Mervis. Not Mabel.
Mervis Garvingstein, thank you.
Garvingstein?
Mervis.
My maiden name was Poopenfeld, and I changed it when I married Mortimer. Mortimer Garvingstein.
Mortimer
Garvingstein in 1967. We were married under a beautiful landscape. His parents dug a hole in the earth and put us in there, and we were married there.
Wow.
Is that Jewish
like
tradition, or is that just...
I'm not entirely sure.
Like
it was very
much.
Frightening, to tell the truth. I don't have fond memories.
You didn't say Mazel Tov. How do you break the glass inside?
There was no glass, only darkness.
Oh.
He shot you in a hole.
I don't like your wedding. Your wedding sounds awful.
No, it was awful.
Most people go to Hawaii.
It was terrible. It was the worst.
Talk about a destination wedding.
I got married in Memphis.
You're not funny either, young man.
Did the first night you guys made love, was it through a little hole in a sheet?
Yeah,
is that you orthodox that way?
That's entirely a myth.
Did you have to pie me your way out like Kill Bill? You know, with the fire?
Jewish couples do not make love through a hole in the sheet. It's very pleasant.
You guys don't make love at all.
We cover each other in gefilte.
I thought you'd make a contract first before you fuck. Like, you write it
right.
up.
Oh, dear. What a potty mouth you have.
I mean, have sexual relations.
That's much
Bitch.
Better. You're learning.
Your mom.
There's hope for you.
Before you're intimate?
Yes.
Before
you're intimate. There is no contract. you sign the
bump
contract and you sign the marriage license. Once you sign the marriage license, your husband has the right to do whatever he wants to you.
Diddle his
ankle.
He can beat you unmerciful if he chooses.
If he chooses.
I just can't stop laughing at Christy's kill
in
Bill
the
con.
Street.
I'm cracking up the thought of some lady, like, pushing
diddle
up against,
just rubbing, punching.
Yeah,
rubbing,
just trying to get out.
First, you have to train with an old Chinese man for 5 years before you can get married in the Jewish culture.
What? Like, oh, you do? Oh, then I want to be Jewish because I'll end up badass, right?
Mm.
You were buried alive. You're still here. You're having lewd parties,
right.
Drinking it up,
true.
Fingering it, banging,
yeah.
Wriggling and
yeah,
woggling. You got a metal
killer.
Drinking
off all men into your mouth.
You ain't got nothing to lose. You're just a banging
goodness
old broad.
Goodness gracious, what a vile bunch of youngsters.
Your mom.
Oh, her mom's probably
mom,
dead.
So don't speak ill of my mother.
She was probably banging too. You know what my granddaddy says about girls like you? He says they have a white liver. White liver girls are fucking whores. So
I don't know what that means, dear.
I don't either. Apparently,
could
it's the old
black
thing.
Speak the English language?
Apparently, it's the old black thing.
Pigeon,
you...
pigeon Negro babble.
We went there, didn't we? We went there. It's okay. I'm used to it. You know, had I not been used to it, I wouldn't be like, oh, this is shocking. But no, I got called nigger like 20 times today, and I just went to the post office.
Wow.
Oh, dear. I feel like, you know what? I feel bad for you, dear. No wonder you
have
never
did
you live in. It's no wonder. If people are mean to you, you broadcast that amongst other people.
Even I only got called nigger once today.
You have
no,
to pay
it. I don't have to. It's just whatever. Fuck you. I know I'm fly. Bitch.
Okay.
It's just whatever. That shit don't bother me. And besides...
Yeah.
Besides, I'm just like, whatever. Fuck it. You know.
All right.
That's
right.
A hateful old broad. I can't do shit about it. Except
okay.
Punch
come
in the face. Heal. But that gets me arrested.
Right.
I can't punch her in the face. I'm not a juvenile anymore.
Right.
I'd lay her ass out, though.
Okay.
Right.
I'd fuck her
fat.
Shit up. I'd rock her snock box. I'd just, like, just smash her face into
you,
another face.
Is anyone able to get this woman to shut her face? Is that possible?
I would
goodness
fuck
gracious,
her.
She goes on. She just goes on. It
I would kick
stop.
Her in her vagina. I would just do a vagina kick.
You see, well, you see what
yeah,
I mean?
Just lift her up, like just a straight up and down, just boop, right in the V.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God.
I would do it. But no, I just choose to ignore it and just go about
Let
my
me
business.
Tell you something, dear. If I had a choice between listening to you for an hour or spending another 2 years in a concentration camp, I'd choose the concentration camp.
I bet you smell like biscuits. Like when they put you in... You smell like Poppin' Fresh and KY jelly.
I'm not sure if
like
that's supposed
KY
to be an insult,
jelly
but I don't feel very
donut.
Insulted.
You'd be a KY jelly donut.
Christy, how can you be so mean to our new listener, our honored guest?
Calling here to do you a favor.
She would probably
know,
be flaky.
I, listen,
her
my grandson told
so
me about
flaky.
The show, and he said, please, please call in, Grandma. No one listens
you
to this garbage.
In?
And now
and
I know
realize
why.
That it's full of bitterness, regret, and just fucking
regret.
I'm
and
doing
like
you a favor by calling into the show.
And strawberries, oddly strawberries.
No one listens to the show, and now I know why. You have a foul-mouthed little negress on your show.
Oh,
whoa.
That's
sugar.
Too far. That's
oh, I'm sorry. It was a different time when I grew up.
You grew up in segregated schools where you had
I apologize.
To you had
I
to
too far? Oh,
you had to swim in a pool with black people because they didn't
I'm
let
so,
your kind
I'm
in
so
either.
I'm so sorry, dear. You can't help that you were born inferior. It's not your
oh,
fault.
Oh, all right. No. We're not gonna
come on.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Much as you are an honored guest, Chrissy is one of our honored hosts.
I apologize. Please don't be cross with me. Please don't be cross with me.
I want to kick you in your vagina, but we swam in the same pool together. You know what I mean? You played water polo.
Dear, I don't think I swam in
the
pool.
We held your face under the water. And
I go out of my way to avoid the pools where you swim in.
I was just going to say, Chrissy, you can swim?
Yeah, I can swim. I can float, too. Bitches.
Jeez. Do you float like a butterfly, sting like a bee?
You damn right. Kicking your bee. Right up in your shit.
I remember that nice young Negro man who used to say that on the news all the time.
Kick her in the V?
No, that he would float like a butterfly and sting like a bee, whatever.
Oh, Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay. Cassius Clay. He's too pretty. You know what I'm saying? He's a big old
ape. Is this exchange actually as funny as I'm finding it, or am I dying of heat exhaustion?
You're doing both.
Okay.
You've gone delirious, and it's pretty funny. He called me a negress. I mean, she called me a negress. Like his winch, his serving winch, his bed warmer.
Oh no, that's just wrong. I would never employ a Negro.
Oh,
all right.
Because she's punchy in the eye.
Oh,
you have
God.
To be clean and clean like a motherfucker too. Your kids would be well behaved, and you don't even have to talk to us. Not near one time.
Mm. Didn't you
That's
have another young man that was speaking earlier?
Your
I would like to hear. I would like to hear his voice again. It's much more pleasant.
I'm sorry, I'm busy eating. So,
you do that a lot, sir.
You're a dick.
Oh, lady,
you're a dickish old lady.
You're
Gladys.
Yeah, a bit, Gladys, you're a bit racist for being not all that old. You got married in '67. So you're probably
really.
I'd like to ask the old lady because I met a 66-year-old lady. And I was pretty sure she wanted to fuck. So would that be acceptable, or is there like an age limit?
Young man, by your voice, I would place you at about probably 76, 77. Am I correct?
Right. That's about right.
That seems you're a bit older than her. It's more like a May-December thing, and you have to be easy on her because you're more experienced than she is.
Okay.
I assume you are. It doesn't really sound like it, but I'm assuming because of your age.
Once or twice. I just didn't want to break her.
Where is that young man that was eating? Young man who was eating? Young man?
Why are we doing... What the...
Is it true, old lady, that at a certain age your pussy just kind of dries up? Is that what's happening down there for you?
That is true. I do experience periods of arid dryness down there.
Yeah, see, that's what I was worried about. If I came down to it, like
it's
if I would be able to.
But
like...
if you keep yourself well hydrated, you know, and perhaps I mean you do, you know, if you have regular intercourse, it gets the juices flowing again. If you know what I mean.
Gotcha. All right, well, you know, if I ever see her again, I'll let you know how it turns out. Thanks for the advice.
Oh!
No, I'd rather not, actually. I'd rather not know that you've been an old bitch.
Oh, young man, you stopped eating. Oh, that's wonderful. Mm.
That cock is delicious.
Did you? I'm glad. I feel like you hardly ever do that.
He swallows more than he eats.
How do you know?
I don't understand that reference.
You're welcome. Just say yes.
You wouldn't, Gladys. You wouldn't. You're too innocent for that.
Well, you should. Don't Jewish girls? Jewish girls are known for their BJs, aren't they?
Bukkake. Yeah, they are. I think. I guess. I don't know. Fuck.
Well, I had a couple of Jew broads. They weren't that bad.
What did you just say?
Yes, sir.
What?
Jew broad?
Oh, dear.
Wow.
I thought you were a nice young man.
BJs and JBs. Well, that was from Jew broad.
But here's what you take a pause between mouthfuls to insult my people.
What? You were talking about going to a you'd rather go through the Holocaust again than talk to me. That's pretty.
Yeah,
that's
but
severe.
Yes, but dear, that's got nothing
not
to do
whole
with
Holocaust.
The fact,
I mean, only a couple months.
Nothing to do with the fact that you're a negress. It's got to do with your filthy attitude.
Oh.
I see.
This is special conversation, and I'm trying to
really
turn a new leaf. I really don't want to say fuck you, you old hag, but you know I wouldn't. I would never.
But yeah.
So,
well, I appreciate your restraint.
Gladys, do you have the infamous?
It's not, why
big,
are you? I told you my name. You stupid bastard. I can't hold back my temper anymore. You've done it. You've pushed me over the edge. My name isn't Gladys. Fat bastard.
What is his name again?
Mervis Garvingstein.
Mervis.
Morden.
Her name is Adele Dazeem. All right, guys? Be respectful.
Adele Dazeem. Yes.
You stupid bastard.
It was Nadelle Dazeem's titties popped out in concert the other night, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, I almost got on stage
so
and try to hide them in my mouth for her, but I wasn't
there. I wish to God my titties would pop out anywhere other than the bottom of my pants.
That's not a pretty
So, Gladys, do you have the typical big Jew titties? Is that what you're saying?
Young
you
men,
have
the,
kids?
I couldn't tell you if they were they're big. They may have used to been big, but now they're just long and flat like a noodle.
Oh.
She said that was such
sadness
in her voice. I feel bad.
It's like two long noodles with a rotten strawberry at each end.
You need to stop that.
Gross.
Might have to get the surgery.
So what kind of milk comes out of those girls?
Oh,
there
come
shouldn't
on.
Be.
Soy milk.
Come on. That's a stupid question. You're a stupid bastard. You're not a smart man. I don't know.
I thought it was a fair question.
You know, I'm going to talk. You know what you've done? You have pushed me to the point where I'd rather talk to the Negress.
Well, that's pretty bad, too.
I want to know. I want to know, do you have any children?
Oh, goodness.
That's a good question.
Yes. Yes, Mortimer's loins were very fruitful.
How fruitful? How were they like?
Oh, goodness.
Like,
you don't even want to know what my vagina looks like these days. Do you know how many children I pushed out of it?
Decimated.
17 boys.
See, I was going to say, I don't know if you know this, but our own resident host, Christy, she's been known to give birth once or 50 times as well herself.
Let me tell you the worst part about that is that none of them suffered from the Jewish curse, which means that they all had very large members. So when I was giving birth, it was like giving birth to twins with each one. It was a baby and a gigantic schmeckle.
A schmeckle.
So you're saying that your vagina split open all the way to your anus? Is that what it is?
You should just stop talking. You really should just stop talking. I don't even know why you're here. This is you are the reason. Young lady, I apologize to you. You are not the reason no one listens to the show.
Okay.
It's the man who can't stop shoveling food in his face long enough to make sense. That's called an episiotomy, you ignorant barbarian. You're a barbarian. That's an episiotomy.
I had one. My first baby did me like that. They had to sew me up. It was awful. I feel for you, woman.
I hope you trip and fall face first into some super glue and your mouth stays closed forever.
Oh, are you talking to me?
Who was that?
I was trying
right
to
now.
Bond with you. I hope that wasn't
No, young lady, you're back in my good graces. Yes, you're back in my good graces, young lady. That was directed to the man of no words. all you see, your mouth just keeps opening and nothing comes out of value.
It's all vaginas with him. It was completely
right.
Beyond me. You know, it was painful. I feel you. So, you know, black men suffer from that same curse then, you know.
Interesting.
What curse would that be? Perhaps you didn't hear me.
The giant schnackle.
No, that's not a curse, you dumb bitch.
All right, that's not necessary.
Yeah, it's not.
That was picante. That escalated quickly. Jesus.
Because
you're not listening.
On you.
I know. I didn't mean no disrespect, you old bitch.
I'm terribly.
Yeah, I said it.
Are you bipolar?
I'm terribly sorry. No, young man, I'm not bipolar. I have a touch of the Tourette.
Okay.
I see.
It's
selective.
It develops after, you know, what happened was I started to lose my mental capacities, my facilities a little bit.
Started?
And I started, yes, my temper. It flares up like a hemorrhoid from time to time.
You need a punch
like your arthritis?
All you need is one good punch to the face, like just somebody just be like, bitch, bam. That'll
That's
cure
always,
that.
You know what? If your people stopped resorting to that kind of mentality, maybe you'd get farther.
See, I was going to say, instead of needing a punch in the face, you probably just need some good dick.
Well, that too.
Yeah, that was strange.
You know what? All of
but
you
no,
are
But no, she go to Lou parties.
Hello? Hello?
She's on the circuit. She's working it. Okay, but she still flip at the mouth.
Even that 76-year-old man who can't get laid, even he's a moron. You're all done.
She's getting plugged up by finger, thumb, whatever, and everywhere on a regular basis. She's like a sexual fuck puppet. Like she's
doing it again.
Right.
She's doing it again.
She's doing it again. You don't mean to wire you up, ma'am.
The violence.
Okay, the violence. All right, I got another question. You know, you're just talking about your husband and your kids and stuff. Where
are
they?
Let's see what this one. Let's see where this goes.
Where are they? What are they up to? I mean,
my husband passed away 7 years ago.
Okay, so he's dead.
That's hard to hear.
God rest
his soul. Go fuck parties.
I'll tell you though. As much as I miss him, he was a royal bastard. He was a royal bastard.
Did you do the blow? Are you doing the sniffins or the 420s?
What language?
Are you doing the drugs?
I've never been to Africa. I don't understand the language.
Are you doing the drugs? Are you popping the pills? Because, like, right now there's an epidemic of, like, strung out old
people. Are one of you men able to translate this harlot?
Right now, the elderly community.
I believe Chrissy's asking if you take part in any recreational drug use.
Oh no, I couldn't. It does such bad things to me. Are you talking about the wacky tobacco?
I'm talking about everything.
Yeah. Right.
No, I can't. I smoked it once, and I woke up. Oh God, I woke up. I was at the top of a flagpole, and the knob of it was inserted into my vagina.
I knew it. You are
a freak. I have no idea.
See, I would think that would lead to you using it more. I feel like that's an exciting way to end the night, no?
You should shut your face. You should stop it.
Why don't you put a flagpole up you and see how you be?
All right, well.
You should all stop. I don't know why you let people listen to you have this horrible talk. This is the worst thing I've ever been
part of. We don't let anybody listen to it.
This is terrible.
No. You're the one that woke up on a flagpole, okay?
Well, let me tell you something. My adventurous life is so much better than yours. I can tell you that right now. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Because you know why? You're never going to live to be my age, statistically.
Oh. Challenge accepted, bitch. I got you.
Where is that? Oh, there he is. I'm glad you stopped eating again to talk.
Did you say that don't black women live longer than most?
Well, yeah.
There's a black woman at 115 in South somewhere.
Oh, dear. I can't believe they let her live that long.
Oh, wow.
Let her, really?
How dare you?
Who's that?
I'm sure she went through Jim Crow and John Crow and all those crows.
Yeah, all kinds of things. Shit my granddad hadn't seen. He hadn't seen, like, all kinds of shit.
Like, yes, please say shit more times. Please, say it one more time.
Like,
maybe you'll get your point across.
World War II.
You know, like,
the Korean,
like,
Korean War, Vietnam War, you know.
Gosh. She gets less coherent as time goes on.
Your mom, bitch.
Yeah, maybe
like,
you're right, actually. I don't understand what's going on.
It's sass at me. I can't take it.
I don't know. I just don't think Mrs. Garvinstein and Christy are going to get along. I don't know.
Respect your elders, you stinky little bar wench.
Fuck you. You wrinkled old hag face. Oh, dear. You don't even know where your pussy begins and your ass starts.
I can't argue that. That's very true.
You don't know the difference.
You're absolutely correct. I tell you, sometimes poop comes from places I didn't know it could come from.
Wow.
Like out your navel?
Have you ever pooped? Let me ask you a question. Have you ever pooped out of the webbing in your hands?
You are a nasty bitch.
I'm not sure if that's poop.
You
that
are
might just
a
be
nasty
some, like,
bitch.
That sounds like pus.
Maybe you have a cyst or something. Maybe that's some.
It smells like the same stuff that it smells like poop.
You need to see a doctor. You need to see a doctor. Stop going down to the rabbi and having him bless you and shit. Go your ass to the doctor and figure out what is wrong. You shouldn't have poop fingers. You need to wash your hands.
I wish to God I would translate what she's saying for me. Can someone tell me what she just said, please?
You are a nasty.
We finally dispense some wisdom on the show. You shouldn't have poop fingers. That's all we should take for yourself in this episode.
You shouldn't. You just need to go to the doctor.
Have you ever excreted feces from your knee pits?
Never. I can only say I never did that, you nasty bitch. You should go figure it out. You need to wash your ass, wash your body.
I'll tell you, the only thing that needs to be washed is your mouth out with soap.
Stop baptizing yourself in milk. Take an actual bath or shower. Go
what
to the doctor
about?
To figure out.
Who put her on this show?
Affirmative Action
Day. Your grandson, was it?
My grandson?
Affirmative
Action Day. Do you know my grandson?
I did.
Do you know sweet little Shmooley?
Who's Shmooley? Fuck Shmooley and fuck you. You nasty.
I think she might be intoxicated.
Your mom's intoxicated. Okay? I'm going to keep saying that. Your mother, your Holocaust-y mother.
Was there something that you people actually talk about on the show?
No.
We
never.
No.
We tried to
not
start
really.
Talking about something, but then you came along with Lou.
And then an old lady with her opinionated voice.
And then you were interested.
What were you trying to talk about before?
Then we figured out.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You
did,
are
I,
a horrible
did I interrupt
human
your
being.
Intelligent dialogue?
You are a horrible person. Horrible.
I'm sorry. Was your witty banter thrown off course by my presence?
No, it wasn't. You're a horrible person.
It is
person.
Every. Yeah, it really was.
You are a horrible
Gladys,
person.
How old were you when you were allowed to wear makeup when you were a kid?
Well, did you just call me Gladys again, you fat fuck?
Hey, how do you know I'm fat? I mean, I'm not fat.
Mavis.
How many ding-dongs did you put in your face between now and the last time you spoke?
Oh, Jesus.
What was your question? Let me answer your stupid question.
Makeup. How old were you when they let you wear makeup in your house?
Oh, I've never been allowed to wear makeup. My husband did.